Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 5th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're to welcome in our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. We'll have Baxter and Carly joining us. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, in the studio, we have some members from the Nacoosa High School musical play coming up that we are going to be talking about, Honk, a Ugly Duckling of a Musical. This is premiering Friday, March 15th. We've got the cast members with us. We have the assistant director with us. I'm going to point to you guys, let you introduce yourselves so the audience can put a voice to the name. I will start and put you on the spot first. I mean, ask the first question too. I'm joking, Jenny. We have assistant director Jenny. Ooh, Jenny, you got a last name like I do. How do you say that one?
Gildensoff.
Okay, Jenny Gildensoff with us, assistant director with us. Jenny, thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us. We're really excited. We got two kids that were here last year, so they were excited to come back, and then two that are new. So
I love it. Love seeing new faces as much as familiar faces, so it's great to see you guys again. Let's go ahead and go right down the line here and let you introduce yourselves, and please say your name and your character's name.
Hi, my name is Ashlyn Wilcox. I play the characters Grace, Dot, and the character Lobut, who is a hen.
Thanks for being here, Ashlyn. That's awesome. Go ahead.
My name is Milena. I play Mother Swan, Snowy, Maureen, and Queenie.
So. Excellent. Thank you for being here, Milena. Appreciate it. And?
My name is Michelle Shannon, and I play Ida, so the mom.
Excellent. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate you being here.
My name is Andrew Bedell, and I play Drake and Pinkfoot.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Andrew. Appreciate it. Really appreciate you guys being here. I want to go ahead and get into a little bit about what the play is first, if you don't mind, Jenny. And we can give just kind of a Cliff Notes version. We don't want to give too much away or anything. But Honk, a Ugly Duckling of a Musical. I love this right away. I'll be honest, I haven't read this play, but I already love it.
Yeah, so Honk is the story of the Ugly Duckling. So, it is the classic story of the Ugly Duckling, but I would say it adds so much humor. And when I say humor, this is a great show for young kids, but really for adults too. Mr. Seiple, my fellow director, and I, we sit and laugh at the jokes in this musical. And sometimes our kids look at us like, what's going on? Yeah. I'm like, well, it's just better for us. But yeah. young kids, we're having Humpke come next week, our elementary school, to see it. It's really a story about ugly and learning that not only is it okay to be different, but it's really a wonderful thing to be different. So he goes on a whole journey, a hilarious journey, really, through time to figure out, you know, he gets separated from his family and he has to really decide, you know, what do I want for me and is it really okay to be different? The kids have had a great time with it, really making it their own. It's not a really well-known musical. Mm-hmm. It's not done very often. I know in our area about 20 years ago, I remember going to see it at Assumption, and it was a fantastic show. So we wanted to bring it to Nacoosa because we wanted an opportunity to have the success we've had in the past with like Little Mermaid, of getting kids through the door because they just love it. I know that some of our actors here remember coming to see musicals we did years ago, like Seussical, where they were like, wow, I remember that and I wanted to be a part of that someday. Mm-hmm. So that's how we really get the kids to keep coming back, wanting to be part of that show.
Fantastic. It's awesome. I love to hear the attention to detail you guys have, you and your fellow director there. I'm sorry, what was the name again?
Mr. Seiple.
Mr. Seiple. I want to send a shout out to Mr. Seiple and the good work he's doing too. The selection of a play can be really important on this level. You mentioned getting kids engaged and getting them to want to try out and everything. Not everybody always pays attention to that stuff, though. I appreciate that you guys do, and it's about them first and a message as well. You know, it's funny, not to age you here and make you as old as me, but growing up, we in our generations, the Ugly Duckling story was one we heard all the time.
Absolutely.
I find it cool how we kind of reimagine these stories to get to younger audiences or to just tell them a little bit differently, and this story kind of does that.
Absolutely. I mean, I know when we bring our kids from the elementary over, they're going to be familiar with the story, but there are, you know, other kind of little side stories added in there. I mean, Ugly, of course, has a little crush on another swan, things like that. But, you know, that humor piece, like, it's going to be there for sure for the adults, but it really is a show that anyone can bring their kids to and feel comfortable. Like, it's totally appropriate for them. It's funny. It's cute. It's big and flashy and colorful because we have an awesome set designer and costume designer as well. So it's totally a show for the whole family. And I think people really enjoy it.
And I should mention, too, great acoustics in that theater. I've always wanted to perform on that stage. It's great acoustics, great stage to be able to perform.
We're very, very lucky to have the facility we do. We really appreciate the school district and the high school for, you know, giving us a great facility, but then just every year sponsoring this musical because, you know, they're not inexpensive to do. And they let us do one every year. They really give us, you know, the creative side to decide what's going to work for us. And they just mostly want the community to get in there and enjoy this. So we really appreciate it a lot.
And I want to ask you guys a little bit about your characters, but I should let the audience know we're actually going to get some scenes in today, and I'm so excited about that. I just want to do that, actually. I want to spend the next 20 minutes just letting you guys act out the play, but I got a job to do, so I'll ask you questions first. And Ashlyn, I'll start with you, and we'll work our way down the line here. Introduce yourself again with your character name, if you don't mind, and then if you could tell us a little bit about the character.
So, my name is Ashlyn. I play three different characters, but by far my favorite character that I play is Lobut the Hen. She's this kind of sassy domestic hen who lives with her friend, partner, Queenie, in a house, and they meet Ugly along his journey, and they kind of teach him about being different. Like, it's kind of like one of the big stepping stones of the thing, of the whole musical. And so Loba is a really fun character. She's just so unbelievably snarky, and her name is named because of her low butt. She's got a big bustle that I wear on the back of my costume, and it's really, really funny. But I really enjoy playing her because of her personality and because she is such a comic character, and she's so unique throughout the entire musical. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's great to hear, Assel. It's great to hear. Melania. Did I get that right?
Melena.
Jeez. On the third try, I'll get it. Just give me a couple more tries. I'm bad at names. I apologize. Melania, tell us. I did it again. Tell us about your character a little bit.
So I actually play four characters. One of them is Queenie, who, as Ashlyn mentioned, is like Lilbutt's housemate. They live together, and she's pretty sassy too. They're just a sassy pair. lots of banter between those two. And another one of my characters is Maureen, and she's actually the best friend of Ida in the musical. Ida is Ugly's mom. So I really enjoy getting to do that role because I get to sing with Ida, and there's just a lot of, like, we're, like, those characters are very close, and it's just a lot of fun for me because I am in, out of character, also very close with Michelle, who plays Ida, so.
very cool. Thank you for that. Michelle.
Okay, so my name's Michelle. I play Ida. So Ida, she's Ugly Duckling's mom. She's very, like everyone else in the duckyard is very, like, he's different, so he's not good. And she's very, he's different, and that makes him good. Like, it just makes him, like, someone that is to be loved. So, yeah, and it's just really fun to play the character. Yeah. She's very sassy. She doesn't take anything from her husband, nothing.
Nice. Very cool. Thank you for that. Yeah. Andrew, how about you?
My name is Andrew, and I play Drake, who is the father of Ugly, the husband of Ida, and my role is kind of like a stereotypical, like, sitcom, like, deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
I've kind of tried to go with, like, a Homer Simpson type with it, and I don't know how well I'm doing, but
Andrew, I have no doubt you're doing well. I should journalistically mention that I am the biggest Simpsons fan on the planet, so I love hearing that you're embodying the Homer Simpson there. That's fantastic. And a good note, a good character to kind of build off of. That's good. Have you been enjoying it?
Yeah, I have been. This is my first year doing anything like this, so I was very skeptical going into it. But I guess the bond that I've created with everybody has been, like, my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in the musical that I probably wouldn't have gotten to know and have been close with if it weren't for a musical like Melena and Ashlyn. So.
Right on. And I appreciate you sharing that, man. You actually set me up perfectly. My next question before we get to some of the play reading is your experience before. And so you say you haven't done anything. What made you want to do this play? What made you want to act?
The biggest reason I wanted to act is to just do something different and get out of my comfort zone.
Right on.
I've always enjoyed it, but I've never really been like open about it because like kind of like my friend group and stuff have been like, you know, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I figured I wanted to, you know, do something that I never would have done even like 3 years ago, because growing up, I always had really bad stage fright. Like whenever we did like the elementary Christmas concerts, I would always have to sit by Santa because I was scared. And
I get that. Yeah. And I, again, thanks for sharing that, man. I appreciate that. I think one of the bravest things a human being can do is getting out of their comfort zone, is trying new things. And it's so easy to just kind of do the same old, that you at your age are realizing that. That's awesome, man. That's all very good on you for doing that. Michelle, I know that you've acted before, but what got you to want to act? What got you to want to be on stage?
Well, I didn't do it my freshman year. It was COVID, so there was a lot of different, like, just aspects that made it, like, so I just wanted to watch. And I watched it, and, like, I watched, like Ms. G said, I watched them, like, before. Like, I watched when they did Suits Cool, I watched when they did Disco Inferno. I watched all that, and I thought it was really cool, and I just wanted to be a part of that. So.
Right on. Mel. No, I'm just kidding. Melania. Melania.
Melina.
Meluno. No? Melizzy? No. How about for you?
For me, I've always, like, been big into singing, and musicals are kind of another way for me to explore, like, range and singing in different scenarios and that kind of stuff. And my older sister also did a lot of musicals and plays. She was a big actor, big singer. So she's definitely one of the reasons I got into acting more, because, like I said, I was always big into singing, but acting I was kind of iffy. But she really just encouraged me and told me to get involved with that kind of stuff. And I turned out liking it a lot more than I thought I would. And I've been doing, like, plays and stuff since middle school now, and I really like musicals because it combines singing and acting.
Right on. Yeah, that's very true. And thank you for sharing that and being such a good sport. Appreciate you. You can mess up my name all you want. Ashlyn, how about for you? And I know that you've got some previous experience and everything.
So this is my third musical I've done at the high school. But I got into acting my freshman year mostly because I had a lot of friends who wanted to do it. Michelle, she's been my friend since we were teeny tiny, and she did it, and so I wanted to join her. But mostly because I really like the aspect of being able to perform and sing. I'm a big singer as well, like Milena. But I wanted to be able to make people happy by watching that. And, like, especially, like, my family. A bunch of my family has been to musicals. My older brother was the lead in the Nikuzawa High School Musical way back 20-some years ago. And so I really wanted to perform for them to be able to, like, make them happy and, like, have them enjoy just a moment where I can, like, be a part of that. So I wanted to be a part of something bigger to give people that sense of, like, this is awesome.
Yeah. We're speaking with the students and assistant director of the next high school music, Nikusa High School Musical, Honk, A Ugly Duckling of a Musical. We're going to have some play reading in just a moment here. But Jenny, I one of the things that I get from these kids, and I pick up right away from this, I teach acting and improv on the side here and everything. And one of the things that I note from that is we get a lot of people that come in that want to be the next great actor or next great stand-up comedian. But a lot of what we get are like attorneys, doctors, different people that come in that want to build their social skills, want to be able to talk to people a little bit better and everything. You guys are doing something right now that your future selves are going to be so thankful for. Whether you never act again a day in your lives, the confidence, the speaking in front of others, the things that you get from this, I promise you, you're going to take with you whatever field you go into. So I admire that so much. Not everybody can do what you guys are doing, and I appreciate that. And when it comes to encouraging and supporting that confidence, Jenny, do you consider that just as important as them learning their lines?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can speak for myself. I was never in a musical or a play, and it is one of the biggest regrets of my whole life. Like, and I tell the kids that all the time, because I was just too scared to put myself out there or to fail or to feel like I wasn't good enough. And one thing I love about the musical is we're very inclusive. Like, we will find a spot for you. Like, if you don't want to sing, necessarily, like, you don't want a solo, whatever. Generally, we will find a spot in the chorus, or we'll find a place where you can shine still on stage. And a lot of kids start off there. Like, they are too afraid, but then they do it once and they think, you know what? Maybe I can really do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, our Ugly Duckling this year, Caden, mm-hmm. he was in our musical last year. He was an eighth grader. He was in the background, played a couple little parts. And then this year in his audition, he just went for it and said, you know what? I think I can just put myself out there and try.
I love that.
And he did, and it was awesome. And, you know, everybody is just where they should be in this cast. It's perfect. But I always tell the kids, you know, we'll get there. Mm-hmm. You will get better. You will improve. But the best part is, for me, is seeing them get their moment at the end. Like, I'll hide last one because I'm like, I don't want the attention. Mm. But I love seeing all the kids on stage getting the applause and the attention because they work so, so, so hard for weeks and weeks and even longer for this. So we get kids every year who ultimately come back because they took just that little tiny step and they realize, man, I think I can really do this. And they just get that confidence, and then they build those relationships with each other, and they all encourage each other. I mean, it's a great little family, you know, that we get by the end.
Yeah, thank you for that, Jenny. We're going to actually have the kids read a little bit from the, we're going to have a little script reading here from the kids, and want to get out of the way and let you guys do that. Now with readings from the musical Honk, a Ugly Duckling of a Musical, some of the Nacoosa High School players.
Okay, so this is right after our opening number. And this is just the dialogue that opens it. Okay. Drake! Drake! It's no good paddling away, I've seen you. And it doesn't do for a duck to look sheepish. It confuses the other animals.
How's it going, Ida? You still sitting? I don't know, it's alright for some.
Well, if you like the sound of it so much, why don't you take a turn on the nest? And wipe your webs. I just did the floor this morning.
Oh, Ida, I'd love to have a crack at sitting on the eggs for a bit, but you look so comfortable up there, it seems a shame to disturb you.
Huh. And what about that extension you promised to build in the nest? It's going to be very cramped when the little ones arrive, especially with that one big egg in the clutch. Goodness knows what size that chick's going to be.
You know, I reckon that might be a turkey's egg.
Oh, Drake.
Had the same problem with my ex.
Here we go.
We had a whole pack of troubles with the young ones, I tell you. They're afraid of the water. She had me running up and down the bank shouting, KFC! And they still wouldn't go in.
Drake, how would a turkey's egg get to be in my nest? Must be your side of the family.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see who he takes after, won't we, dear?
Yes, dear.
Anyways, must fly. I promised the rooster that I'd help him count his chickens. Shall I see you back here?
Well, where else do you suppose I'm going to be?
Nicely done, nicely done. Bravo. Well done, you guys. Nicely done.
So this is the scene, one of the dialogue parts that opens the second act, which is where we first get introduced to Queenie and Lobot. So
We're going to have Andrew read for Ugly.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because, unfortunately, right. Ugly's not with us right now.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that.
So, but what do you do here all day?
Well, we sit and chat and we sit and chat and... Oh, sometimes I'll arch my back and let sparks fly from my fur.
And then we sit and chat, and sit and chat, and sometimes I will lay an egg.
And is that it?
What else is there for civilized folk to do?
Well,
what do you do?
Well, my absolute favorite thing is swimming. It's so wonderful letting the water close over your head as you plunge right down to the bottom.
Lobot knows all about plunging down at the bottom, don't you, dear?
Come on, I'll show you.
Swimming in the autumn. I don't ever think I've heard such a crazy notion before.
Well, you could use the exercise, dear. Think of your thigh meat. She's got drumsticks like an ostrich.
Well, you haven't exactly been a slave to your step aerobics. It's as much as you can do to get your flap open.
Gracious, Lobot, you're missing your TV program. Chop, chop. She loves watching her antique show.
Where's the remote?
You're sitting on it.
Nicely done. Nice. Bravo. And now you guys have a singing piece that you're going to do for us. All right. Lynch, are you all set? If you need a second, please go ahead and take a second there. Yeah, go for it.
It's the joy.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know how to top that. I don't know where to go from there. That is amazing, you guys. You so Jenny, it's not fair that I've been acting my whole life and these guys like are running circles around me with their talent already. Please.
Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable. Like the things these kids can do with just their little tiny time on this earth. I mean, it just blows me away. I could only pray for talent like that.
I cannot tell you how blown away I am by all four of you guys. And I imagine you have an amazing cast with you. We want to send a shout out to all your fellow castmates and all the people working behind the scenes and that. And I'm sure you might have some other thank yous you want to get out there. Is there anybody else that you want to make sure to thank?
Yeah, so it is Mrs. Severson, who is our absolutely amazing, wondrous costume designer. It is her last year. She is going to be leaving us after this year's musical. So we just wanted to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything that she's ever done with us and everything she's ever had to go through, all the stress of having to make dozens upon dozens, probably hundreds of costumes now, and the amount of just time and effort she makes into it, making them absolutely spectacular. We just wanted to thank her so much for everything she's ever done for us.
It's people like her that keep his theater alive.
Oh, absolutely.
And we send a real special shout out to her. Thank you for that. That's very nice. Thank you, all four of you. Jenny, for joining us. Really enjoyed this. This was a really fun time for me. I don't feel like I should have been paid for this. I should have just been able to enjoy this. I had the best seat in the house. Well, you guys got to get your seat to see the Ugly Honk and Ugly Duckling of a Musical. This premieres Friday, March 15th at 7. They'll have a show on Saturday at 2 and at 7, so you got a matinee you can also get tickets for as well. Get those tickets at showtix4u.com. That's showtix4u.com. Or you can get them right at the Nakusa High School office over at 500 Cedar Street in beautiful Nakusa. You guys, break a leg, have a great run, enjoy yourselves, and thank you again for the time.
Thank you.
Will and more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.